Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is the Church Girl, and I want to take a moment out to invite you to tune in to my new show, True Confessions of the Soul, starting at 7 p.m. Sundays after church. True Confessions of the Soul is a new show dedicated to love, Christian dating, relationships, and great gospel music. Join us for inspiring conversations and, yes, those true confessions of the soul. Right here on the Love Zone USA.
Hello, hello, and happy Resurrection Sunday to all my Sunday goers out there, and all my non-Sunday goers, happy Easter. I hope you got the eggs you've been looking for. This is the Church Girl, yes, and I have a wonderful show for you. I'm getting everybody ready. My co-host, Dr. J.J. Spinner, is coming in. This is a live show.
Yes, anything can go.
Hey, Jay.
How you doing? All the way from the West Coast.
So
much love to you. Yeah, always here on time. Yes.
I know that's right. Hallelujah. Because I was like, my board is giving me some problems, but it's all good. Thanks.
Yes,
I'm going to shout out Tony right now. I need you. Hey, Jay, I know you got some great people coming. A wonderful lady on the JJ Celebrity Corner. Tell me about her real quick.
You know, first of all, it's been a blessing and an honor for, you know, to even do this Celebrity Corner, to meet some fabulous people that have been coming on. And today, you know, it still falls in the same pattern. And we have Miss Stella Pyfrom, who's out of Florida, who's just really touched my heart with what she's doing with the kids out there, educating them with her school bus that is fully equipped and with computers and things of that nature. And she's really extended the classroom beyond the school walls. And I'm just so impressed with her and some of the accolades that she's received from Oprah Winfrey, as well as being on the halftime show for the Super Bowl. You know,
did she sing?
Yes. No, they had a commercial on her, you know, that was featured by Microsoft, I do believe. And, but beyond that, you know, sometimes it's not, you know, I've talked to a couple of my friends down there in Florida who's visitor, and, you know, it goes way beyond. Her character is just awesome, and it's truly a work of the Lord that what she's doing, you know, with her life is impacting the other kids. And it's really been inspiring not only to others, but also to myself.
Wow. I can't wait to hear from this awesome woman. I mean, I just love, you know, I hate to be in the woman on team women. You know, we rock, right?
So, yes, there you go. Hey, but you guys got to give the props where it's deserved, right?
You know, we got all these Proverbs 31 women. And all, you know what I say, Jay?
Yes.
I always say, you know, a lot of people say, oh, I'm a Proverbs 31 woman. I say, you know what? You're more than a Proverbs 31. You're a Genesis woman,
right,
a Exodus woman, and a whole other wonderful women in the Bible. Let's not limit ourselves to one chapter, baby. Let me tell you, I'm in all of the scriptures.
Yes, that's true.
Praise God. I'm excited.
That's right. From the beginning.
I'm excited.
Well, definitely this woman is a Proverbs 31 woman with an asterisk. Because she is all that and then some. So I'm just very blessed. Yeah, I am just very blessed to have her. And then, you know, her commitment is just never ending when it comes to, you know, enriching the lives of others, especially our youth. And I look forward to firing her out to California to come to some of the events that I'm doing in the near future, as well as you, Church Group. You'll already be out here. So
I will be there. You know I'm coming.
Yes. So you know, I just feel... Right. So, I mean, it's a tremendous blessing, you know, to have everybody out this way. This would be just really just glorifying God's name and just taking everything to a whole different level. And I'm just so, you know, glad that God has given me a calling in my life that, you know, so I was thinking about that today, that so many, we search so many, you know, deep and long and take our whole lifetime to find that calling. And, you know, and I thought about that, and I was working it with my attorney, and then we came up with the name and started to seek out, you know, we're going to incorporate it, you know, into our nonprofit, mm-hmm. which is BAN, which stands for Bullying Awareness Network. So, you know, I just feel very blessed just to be moving and the calling that he has given me, and then him just giving me so many answers and just seeking his guidance and wisdom. And it's just phenomenal how the event is going on. I mean, I get celebrities calling and saying, I get into it. I'm like,
up,
wow.
Right?
Yeah, I'm like, man, you got Church Girl Boy, you better get on this phone line.
Well,
yeah, you
I am excited.
Back out.
I am
yes,
so
I
excited.
Am.
So we have
yes,
a great show.
Too.
We have a mm-hmm. great show. I can't wait to come back with the JJ Celebrity Corner here on True
Most
Confessions.
Definitely.
We're going to be talking to the none other than Estelle Pyfrom, and we can't wait to hear what you're going to be talking about with her. We're going to take a pause right here for some great music, because, you know, it's that time of year, Resurrection Sunday, and I'm going to play Passion, Whom Shall I Fear? I'm going to play that by Chris Tomlin. Coming up next. Keep it locked right here. Don't you go nowhere.
Darkness fills the night.
All right. Woo, I was feeling that. Jay, Bella, welcome back. You're listening to True Confessions. I'm the Church Girl with Dr. Jay in the building, and we're live today.
Yes,
so
yes.
I'm getting fidgety because I don't know. I got people popping all up on my screen calling in, and I want to take a call, Jay. What you want to do? You want to take a caller?
I feel you. Let's take a call, see what we get out there.
Okay. Let's take a caller. I see a caller that's called in. And also, while I'm saying this, if you would like to call in to the show, certainly give us a call here at True Confessions. You can call us at 347-539-5729. Just call us up. We're here. You can ask some questions, and you can talk to me, or you can talk to Jay, ladies. All right. Hello, caller. Thank you for calling True Confessions. Hello. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you very clear.
See, Church Girl, you said ladies. Now, we got a brother out here, so you saved me. You got to watch
brother.
Your statements.
How are you doing on this Resurrection Day?
I am blessed.
Blessed.
This is Don Carlos of Derby and Don Carlos.
I knew that voice sound familiar.
In.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. How about yourself?
Okay, let me tell everybody who I'm talking to right now. This is Don Carlos. Jay, I was telling you about he's ex-NFL player for the San Diego Chargers.
Oh.
Yes,
wow.
And he is doing
okay.
His own thing, Daryl B. and Don Carlos Music Group, Incorporated. So he's doing music now.
Yes.
Okay.
And so I'm excited, Don.
Oh, I'm excited as well, and it's a pleasure to be speaking to you both today.
Oh,
okay.
Thank you so much. Tell us about your stuff. Tell us what's going on with you. Wait, let me start from the beginning. How do you get from NFL to music?
Well, you know what? It's a very easy question for me.
Okay.
I remember when I was 5 years of age, I remember writing my first song. So music has always been a part of me and who I am. And of course, so was athletics. And, you know, when the football career ended, while I was playing football, I continued to write. And once my career ended, I wanted to, of course, devote more time to that. And that's when Daryl B. and I hooked up. Daryl is a former Motown artist. Daryl played with
wow.
Junior Walker. You know, Daryl
yes.
graduated from high school, and the very next day he went on the road with Junior Walker for about 15 years. And Daryl has played with the Temptations. He's played for several Motown artists around the world. So he and I, we got together. We started writing some music. We found that we had the same taste. We coined our musical sound the rap, rock, roll, groove, and stepping smooth. And we incorporate all of those different genres and styles of music within our music. we keep it clean. You know, we
all right now.
we're God-fearing men, and
Amen.
You know, we truly believe that life is truly about the legacy that you leave. So we keep it clean. There's no B words, no H words, definitely no N words
all
within
right
our music. And we just try to uplift, have fun. And the song that I sent you was the title of that song is entitled "Are You Happy God Flows?"
Yes,
and it was,
yes, I do have that. Are You Happy God Flow? And I love that song.
Thank you so much.
Upbeat.
Thank you very much.
Upbeat. It made me so happy, and I was like, "All right now."
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay, so let me ask you. All right, so you started music at 5. So as always, that just goes to show everyone. And I know Jay, he was in sports and all that stuff, right, Doc? And it's always good to have something else to fall back on. And it wouldn't help if it was Jesus.
Yes. Absolutely, without a doubt. Well, you know, as a matter of fact,
you can't go wrong. You can't go wrong without. We can't go wrong when you fall back on Jesus. Well, he's actually not the fall. He's not. He actually is not the fallback. He's actually the front. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Be at the forefront.
Like that. Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Forefront of everything we do.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Yes, he is. So you started this great music career. So let me ask you, as far as I know, you sent me Happy, and we're going to play that. But first, let me ask you a little bit about more of your music. What else do you have? You have any new projects that you're going to work on? Or
yes, I'm so happy that you asked. As a matter of fact, we're putting the finishing touches on a new project that consequently has not been named yet. We're still kind of toying around with several different titles, but it's going to incorporate, of course, some contemporary gospel. It's going to incorporate some what we call the it's going to be positive hip hop. We're very heavy in R&B. We like harmony. We really love that old school sound. All of our music is live. I mean, all instruments are live. We kind of take it back to the old school live band feel. So everything will be played musically live, and it will incorporate some younger artists as well. But we keep everything on a positive tip. We, Daryl and I, at this point, we feel that there's just certain things
we can't
do. Be more
positive music out there.
Oh, absolutely. There's things that we cannot do, and there's things that we will not do because it doesn't represent who we are. But the music is fun, it's positive, it's definitely turned up, to borrow a term from this current generation. And our number one single, well, our single release will be entitled to kind of piggyback on this social media. It's entitled Facebook Twitter Talk. And it's a real cool song. It's a real cool and catchy song. It talks about Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, all different forms of social media and how it's changed how we talk. So it's a dance track, very positive, very uplifting, and so that's going to be the lead single, and then we're going to follow with several other singles as well.
Oh, wow. I can't wait for that to come out because that sounds like that's going to be my theme song.
Yeah, it's tight.
It's already a theme.
Tight. You're going to be very. You're going to be.
We're in the social media arena right now.
Oh, we
are.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. This is that's most of our lives. Don, what inspired you to really pursue? I know you've been doing the music since 5. You played professional football. You know, it seemed like, you know, God has definitely directed your path. Matter of fact, I made a post today. It's like sometimes you think about the story like Jonah. You know, we want to go in our own direction, but God seems like he pushed us in another direction. But
absolutely.
What was your inspiration? Or when you're looking at artists, what are you looking for to have that certain fit with your company that you deem is really a good fit for you and Daryl to work with?
Well, you know, that's an excellent question. And, you know, we've all heard this term. And quite frankly, I think it's misused. And the term is keeping it real. See, to me or
real.
To Daryl and I, keeping it real, it doesn't mean keeping it real ungodly or keeping it real. One thing you'll learn about Daryl and I, we like to speak the truth. So we don't believe that keeping it real is keeping it ignorant, keeping it degrading.
Right.
So that's not keeping it real. Keeping it real is giving the world something that God will look down and smile upon, something that you can look in the mirror, and when you look in the mirror, you're happy with what you see. Is it going to uplift individuals? Is it going to tear people apart? Is it going to tear people down? But ultimately, the only thing that really matters is it of God's will, because that's the only will that really matters. So no matter what Don Carlos wants to do in life or what I wanted to do, if it didn't or if it doesn't align up with what God's will is for my life, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. So I try to be still and be patient, understand what God has in store for me, what he wants me to do, what direction he wants to take me in, and that's basically what motivates us, you know, being proud of who we are, first and foremost being grateful and thankful to our friends and our family and the individuals around the world that have purchased our music, because our music is available on iTunes and all other retail internet sites, as well as several Best Buy stores throughout the country. So, you know, we try to keep it real by staying real to who we are. There's different, bandwagons or different things that we could have jumped on, but we said, no, we're going to stay real to who we are, and as long as we do that, we feel that we'll always be successful.
Wow, that is so good. I mean, okay, you know I'm going to ask the million-dollar question, because this is a relationship show, okay?
Sure,
it's all
sure,
about
absolutely.
Love and falling in love and loving on people.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So, can you tell us, is there anybody significant in your life?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I definitely have a wifey. I have a wifey.
Amen.
I'm very blessed. I'm very blessed. I have a wife that is very extremely spiritual. She is definitely, I guess, if I could borrow from the hip-hop vernacular, she's definitely my ride or die lady.
Amen. Amen.
So,
all you fellas out there, notice he didn't say chick. So
yeah, absolutely.
And that's the key. That's the key to a happy marriage.
Absolutely.
Don't call your wife a chick.
It's being politically correct.
There you go. Absolutely. You're absolutely correct.
With the utmost respect.
Yes.
Yeah. But I'm truly, enamored by you. Don. It just seems like you are really about what you know, the positive message. I'm doing a talent showcase May 30th, and it really seems like the same things that you're trying to epitomize is what we exemplify in our works as well. I would like to, for some of the listeners out there, can you possibly tell them or maybe give them a couple pointers of what you guys are looking for in artists and where you go to find those artists? Because,
Absolutely.
A lot of people just don't know. They,
Absolutely.
We have people out there in the South. We have people, in all different regions of the country that may not have talent scouts in their areas or a platform where they can be heard, But
you're
I would like for you to.
Yeah. Well, first and foremost, I would like to commend you on the talent show, how you reach out to the community, how you are inclusive. I would primarily suggest for individuals who know and feel that they're talented to seek out venues and to seek out exactly what you're doing. There's talent shows all throughout the country in these wonderful states of ours, in various communities. Seek out talent shows. You have to showcase your skill and showcase your talents. And, things are a little bit different from when I grew up. Record companies had A&R people. They were on staff. They made a tremendous amount of money. That no longer exists. There used to be people that would travel around the world, quite frankly, and they would go to different nightclubs in different venues, and they would scout talent. That doesn't happen anymore.
That was their job, yeah.
Absolutely. That's what they did for a living. And quite frankly, many of them made a tremendous living at that. But
it's different now.
Technology is great, but not all of technology is to our benefit, if we misuse it. So right now, as a result of there not being A&R folks, people use YouTube. But I would, so many people use YouTube right now, and we kind of live in a society that wants things quick, fast, and in a hurry. And I would caution all artists that if your mindset is that you want it yesterday and you expect and you just started yesterday, that it doesn't happen that way. You have to hone your skill. You have to sharpen your skill. You have to be dedicated to your craft, and you also have to be patient. But while doing all of that, you have to maintain an extreme high level of visibility. So talent shows like yours, if there's different things going on within the community, listen, this is, I mean, technology is wonderful. There are organizations like Disc Makers located in New Jersey. I mean, you can produce a very high-quality CD at a cost, and I would say it would cost you anywhere from, I would say, between $2,500 and $5,000 maximum. You could even perhaps do it for $2,000. But you can have your music sold on iTunes, on Amazon.com, and it would be of the highest of quality. So you have to really take that next and extra step now to have your stuff heard and to be seen.
Yeah, one vehicle that has been really successful for a lot of artists have been YouTube. And I know a lot of people have posts on YouTube. And, you know, what I constantly tell people to, once you get on YouTube, people just don't naturally say, oh, okay, let me watch your video because it could be a great video. It could be a terrible video. But it's all about the marketing. You got to market yourself. And that's what I tell artists all the time. It's not just about being an artist. It's all about now you got to learn the business. You know, there's no other A&R. You got to become a social media specialist.
Absolutely.
Stop this, you know, blurting out to your friends and start promoting yourself as an artist.
Absolutely. Or standing out in front of Walmart trying to peddle your CDs. I agree with you 100%. And I say that lightly.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do. You got to do what you got to do.
You got to make it happen.
Don't hit
my hustle, brother. I'm in front of Walmart.
I mean, I say that.
It's sold a lot, too, now. Keep it real, church girl.
I know, right?
But no, I'm really validating exactly what you said. I mean, you have to really go at it with an all-inclusive mindset. You have to market yourself. You have to, you know, you have to stick with it. You have to be dedicated to it. First and foremost, you got to believe in yourself and in what you're doing. And then what I would say over and above all of that, make sure that what you're producing or what you're trying to do is of quality, and also make sure that you're really keeping it real to things that are positive. I mean, we have more than enough negativity flowing throughout all communities. Try to be different. You know, just don't jump on the bandwagon of, you know, trying to be hard or trying to be a thug or gangster or so-called keeping it real. Be different. Be, you know, if you're raised in a upper middle class neighborhood and, you know, you have a mother and father and your life hasn't been all about gang banging, sing about that. I mean, be real. Just be
That's
real
exactly
and be
right.
genuine. Be genuine, you know?
I agree with you.
I have an artist out there. Her name is Kaylee Stallings. And, I mean, she made up a song called Crescendo. It's just like a little peaceful song about being, you know, because she's from the Midwest. So she wrote about things about the Midwest. And I had a lady the other day come in and ask if she could use that song for a soundtrack. So, you know, God works wonders. You know what
Absolutely.
I'm saying? It's So, Don, you hit the nail right on the head. And definitely I'd like you to be at our showcase to share that message. So save the date on May 30th. Church girl gonna be there. If you're not gonna be there, she's gonna come find you. So
there you go.
Bring your wife. And it's a family event.
Yes, please bring the anointed woman.
Yes. So it's
please
a family event. You know, and that's
we
definitely
there.
What we're
gonna
be promoting. Okay, I appreciate
excellent.
That.
Excellent.
All right.
Look,
thank
church
you so
girl.
Much. Yes.
Oh, you're very welcome. Just send me all
thank
the information.
You.
God bless
you. You know what?
You.
Wait a minute. Before you go, real quick, tell everybody where they can get your music. I'm getting ready to play your music. Happy. We're getting ready to play that, and we're going to come back with Estelle. But tell people real quick how they can get in contact with you, how they can get your music, and all that cool stuff.
Excellent. Daryl B. and Don Carlos is the name of our group. Our music is available on iTunes. It's available on all internet retail sites. And you can also contact us through Daryl B. and Don Carlos, www.darylbandoncarlos.com.
All right. Thank you so much. You have a blessed day. Happy resurrection.
You
tell your wife I said
absolutely.
Hello next time. Bring her on the show with you.
I sure will. It'd be my pleasure.
All right.
Thank you both
God
so much,
you.
And God bless you. Okay.
All
God
right.
bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Oh, wow. That was awesome. We're going to go to a break real quick. We're going to go to some music, Happy, by none other than Don Carlos and Daryl B. You just heard him. And we're going to go to his music and see all about how that sounds, because I really enjoyed it. So we'll be right back.
Yes, I did. Mm-hmm.
Finest times in life, what I did wrong, always trying to make it right. Growing up without many things to wear, tears in my career, didn't think life was fair. I realized the riches inside me, knocked on the door, God set me free to be what I was to be. I had to set free what was inside me. Doesn't matter how many cars, $100,000 chains, playing rappers, the spiritual stars. Don't lose touch of reality, cause one day the ones you love won't be here, see. But you better make sure that the spirit hits you, cause you can't take them riches with you. Yeah, you can't take it with you.
You may think you got a lot.
Are you happy?
Fancy cars and a little bling bling.
Are you happy?
A big old house and a lot of space.
Are you happy?
Eternal things make my heart sing.
Yeah, you know what truly makes me happy. It's when my four beautiful daughters say, I love you, daddy. I'm happy for my life and my family. And God sent his son Jesus to die for me. I wake up in the morning and I know I'm blessed to see another day. I keep my Jesus peace on my chest. I'm happy that I'm not a fake phony or a backstabber. A false witness, I got the jaw jabber. Got this on the throne and the devil's a liar. If you don't believe in Jesus, welcome to the lake of fire. He wasn't 6'4", blind hair, blue eyes with a white face. God, thank you for your love, peace, mercy, and grace. Ostracize and vilify me. Go to hell, holy truth will set you free. I'm happy to accept him any color he comes back in. He's my Lord and Savior and my best friend.
Are you happy? You may think you got a lot.
Are you happy?
Fancy cars and a little bling bling.
Are you happy?
A big old house and a lot of space.
Are you happy?
Eternal things make my heart sing.
Are you happy?
Let him walk with you. Let the spirit through.
Hello.
Hello, this is Don Carlos. Daryl B and I realize that life is not about the material things. The fancy cars, the little bling in the box, the big old houses, the lavish things. I want to personally thank my Uncle Charles Alexander for giving me the true, unwatered down meaning of God's Word. Daddy, I love you. Pops, for teaching me how to be a father. Percy, Josie, I love you for standing by me. All of this in the name of Jesus.
Let the spirit through.
Hello.
Hello.
Wow. That was, wow. That was so good. That was so good. You were just listening to Happy God's Flow by none other than the Daryl B. and Don Carlos Music Incorporated. And, I mean, ooh, that was so good. I just love to hear people doing stuff in the kingdom, and making music is the thing right there. I just think that's just a super anointed gift in itself, because it reaches the masses, and it is such a huge ministry, and it's just wow, you know. And the more artists that's out there, if you're listening to this music, or the more talented youth that are out there, please pursue your gifts. And if it's in music, come on, we need it. We got so much negative stuff. Can we get some positive stuff? You know, we got to keep a balance in the world. So, Jay, are you still there with me?
Yes, I am. And thinking about speaking about some positive
stuff. Should I zone you out?
You know, yes, hey, I let you get your spill in, no doubt. But, you know, speaking of positive stuff, you know, this next guest really epitomizes that word. I mean, I'm just in awe. I'm just in awe with her because, you know, I was watching her videos, and I'm 6'11", you know what I'm saying?
Uh-oh.
And
yeah.
And I started crying. This lady made me start crying. You know, yes, for reals.
Are
and
your kids
so it's
regular
like,
size? Like
yes.
Mine?
It's like,
so it doesn't matter how big you are. You
remember
kids.
The story? Remember the story of Noah? but you know, it was really so moving because, you know, I have a passion. I did 20 years of working with the youth, teaching and being a school
yes.
psychologist, a site administrator. And when I look at
everything.
The work that she's done for the Lord,
wow.
you know, and her calling and work with the kids on that bus, her brilliant bus, I start
brilliant
crying
bus.
Because I feel like.
Go ahead. I guess the mic kind of went a little weird. But you know what? I'm so glad Estelle is on the line with us now. And I want to say welcome. Welcome, Miss Estelle. Hello.
I'm happy to be here, and I want to say happy Easter to all of you guys.
Happy Easter to you. Thank you so much for being on the show.
And I was listening to the song that says, when I wake up in the morning, I know I'm blessed. And I want
yes.
to say, because when I wake up in the morning at age 70,
come on
now. Going, I know that I'm blessed. And that's
Amen.
Really keeping it real.
Amen. Now, that is really keeping it real. You are absolutely right. Jay, I guess he just had some technical difficulties, but would you please introduce everyone to yourself and tell
right
them
here.
How... There you go.
I'm right here. Yeah,
hey,
back
right
in
here.
Time.
Go ahead, Jay.
See, I was crying so much, I ended up getting clicked off. but anyway, you know, she has really, you know, every
right.
it's hard for me to watch one of her videos because, like I said before, you know, we all have callings, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But what makes it truly the people who just take it to a whole nother level and make them our American heroes are those individuals who go beyond the call of duty. And she has really committed to a labor of love that transcends, you know, any and all of us that we can ever fathom of reaching that level. And my heart just goes out to her because it inspires me to even greater levels in the things that I'm trying to
wow.
do. And prayerfully
awesome.
One day I could meet her in person and collaborate with her because I just get so excited everything I hear about her, and she's just a phenomenal human being. But without any further ado, I just hate to take over the show and give her some praise.
She is
she won't even have to talk. She done got a new manager, an agent, and everything else. but to the world, I would love for them to get to know this woman because
yes.
she is just so phenomenal. And you talk about love. I think she's been married for like 40 gazillion years. You know,
Ooh.
She's just, you know, a phenomenal person in all areas. But
I
definitely...
Think.
How long is it? 56 years?
Oh my
yes,
God.
Yes.
Praise
okay.
the Lord.
Let me ask you this, Estelle. What inspired you to get in this this calling? What inspired your calling to work with the youth?
Well, I am one of six daughters to migrant parents who traveled from Florida to New York for 19 years to really make a living. And I truly understand how it feels and what it means to be without and not necessarily connected to everything in other places because we were out in the project And we were truly that group of people that was far away and that did not have as much as some of the other kids that were closer to where all of those services and everything else were.
Mm.
So as a result of living in an underserved community, we learned to share. We cared about each other. We didn't have a lot of money, but we had a lot of love. And we learned how to help each other and give back to our communities. So this is what inspired me to do what I'm doing.
You have such a humble approach because, you know, I grew up in humble beginnings, too. Sometimes it would be four or five of us at my dad's house getting ready for church, but we all had to sleep in the same bed, so sometimes you had a foot in your mouth. And we all went through, you know, humble beginnings to get where we are today. What is some of the things that you see for the future for your calling that God has given you as far as taking your education and your, you know, work with the kids? What do you want to do with that in the future?
But I know there's a need to stay connected with the community and continue to give back. And I chose to get out there by getting involved with technology and education. I see this brilliant bus concept because we are able to go into the neighborhoods, take the learning and the technology to the people that need it most. And I'm doing that. And I'm having a lot of fun doing that. And as I see where we're going with the project, with this project in the future, is across the world, across the U.S. and across the world. And I want to tell you, if you may, that I'm really excited about a hackathon that we are planning on getting involved with this summer. We were very successful with that last year where we traveled on the road with 112 people. This year we're planning to do the same thing for 10 days with 100 youth and chaperones along with them. And we're going to get these kids involved with some tours, and we're going to provide a lot of exciting experiences for them, building apps. So we are very, very excited about this. And we will get to meet kids across the nation. And as we travel, last year we traveled six states. We had children from 27 different schools that were involved in this coding, in this hackathon, and we're going to top that this year. And we are in the process of trying to raise funds to be able to support that because during the past 4 years, I've served more than 61,000 children and have not charged.
Wow.
That's incredible.
So we want to raise funds to support all of the things that we need to do for these children, including the hotel, the food, all of the tours, the travel, and all of this experience for the kids. And we are listed on the web, and I'd like to be able to give my website so in case
someone can
read about us, and if they choose to donate, we would really, really appreciate it. And that website is estellasbrilliantbus.org. And if they go on that website, there's a link on there that they could donate. So we would be thrilled to do that, and we are working on it really hard now, and we have until the end of May to be able to raise the funds to take care of this. But, of course, we don't want to wait until the end of May.
Yeah, you don't want to wait that long. So definitely everyone out there, I mean, this is our opportunity to do something. A lot of people say, oh, the kids, and we want to do so much. This is a brilliant opportunity to support Estelle's brilliant bus and the great campaign she's doing right now. Definitely go to the website and give it one more time. Give it one more time to everyone just in case they didn't get their pens out right.
Okay, the website is estellasbrilliantbus.org. And I'll even spell it E-S-T-E-L-L-A-S. As in baby, R-I-L-L-I-A-N-T, as in Tom, .org.
All right.
And I like to say something, church girl. You know, this is we're going to do a benevolent offering on this show. You know what I'm saying? Because not only has Estella been honored by Oprah Winfrey, has been on a halftime show at the Super Bowl. So the guys might not even watch. They might not even watch Oprah Winfrey, but they definitely watch the Super Bowl. And you know, I mean, you know, amongst other wars, I think from Toyota, Microsoft. I mean, the it's an endless amount of companies that have come to her support. And like you said too, it's like, you know, this is not only a calling of hers. This is her life, you know. And so, you know, when somebody has their life put, you know, she sacrifices her whole life for these kids, and it's phenomenal. And definitely, you know, I'm going to support her financially and any other kind of way I can.
Yes,
to
definitely.
help this vision come true. And I'm not a rich person.
I know
that. Maybe it might be buying a couple few T-shirts, but I got you back, Estella.
We're going to be needing 1,000 T-shirts. And
1,000
also,
T-shirts.
Last year, I was invited to be honored to go to New Orleans to the Essence. And right away, instead of just going, I thought it would be a great opportunity to plan something and to take children. I didn't have enough time to raise the money. So there again, I went in my account and
all of the
money, and I took care of that trip again last year. But this year, I can't do it. But we are excited. The kids are excited. So we're going to be appealing to the public to help us make this real.
And one other thing, too, a lot of us inner city kids, I grew up in the Imperial Courts in Los Angeles area, Watts, and, you know, I was blessed that God had given me the vision and the insight to go on and pursue my college education, which I ended up getting all the way to an honorary doctorate degree as well as two masters. But still, when I look at you and what you're doing for these inner city kids and taking them places, we didn't get out the ghetto very much. You know, because my mother and my, you know, mainly I was raised in a single parent home, and we couldn't get out to go out to the beach was a luxury. You know, and that was not, you know, we didn't go there very often. So when I see you taking them to different states, and these are things that in my mind, I was like, man, I wonder what it would be like to live in different places in the United States. So you're really doing a tremendous calling for these individuals. And I just can't wait to meet you. You know, when I do my women's wellness conference, definitely you're going to be one of the keynote speakers. So, because you are doing a tremendous job out there, a tremendous job.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you for all that you're doing. I am so honored to even have the pleasure of conversating with you and having you on the show. And I'm really going to, you know, I know the word says ask not, you have not. I'm going to keep pushing, try to help you with anything you need. You know, one of the things I really believe in, and that is supporting our youth. And if we give up on them, we might as well just give up on everything else. And so definitely that is
a great
cause, and I thank you once again so much. Thank you, Jay, for even inviting her on the show. I mean, great. This is awesome.
The honor is all mine, tremendously.
Yes.
I mean, I'm tremendous that she's even, you know, want to come on our show. And then definitely, you know, you have my support to the fullest, as well as Church Girls to help you raise those funds and make these things happen for those kids. We'll continue to give you shout-outs throughout our radio shows and try to see what donations we could give to you and help you out as being a big support.
Thank you very much, and it's all my pleasure for having me on the show. And I look forward to meeting all you guys sometime in the very, very near future.
Thank you.
We look forward to that.
All right. Wow. Whew, that was good.
Ooh.
I enjoyed that so
much. I told you she'll make you cry.
You better not, because I still think your tears are bigger than mine. So,
okay.
We're going to take a pause right here. We're going to go to The Victor's Crown by Darlene Zezchek, and we'll be right back. I have one more special guest that's coming on from Africa. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You can find out what's going on in Africa. So
sounds pretty interesting.
Keep it locked. I know, right? I'm trying to go all around the world with this thing here. So keep it locked. You're listening to True Confessions with a Church Girl and Dr. J.J. Spinner.
Thank you.
All right. We are back. We got to take some calls, Jay. We have people calling in, and we're getting ready to go to a couple of callers. You're listening to True Confessions with a Church Girl and none other than Dr. Jay. And we're going to take a couple of calls real quick, and then because we already out of time. Did you know that, Dr. Jay?
Uh-oh, we got to be quick. Got to be quick.
Yes. Okay, caller. Hello, caller. Thank you for calling True Confessions. Hello. Let's see if they're on there. It's like this number. Okay. Well, while that caller's figuring out if they're going to talk or not, Dr. Jay,
okay.
I know you got
something
to say.
On to the next.
Well,
yes, yeah.
But,
well, definitely,
well,
like I said,
tell me about
we've
that May 20th thing. Mm-hmm. Tell me about May 20th
Actually, let me correct you because they'll be coming to the wrong show on May 20th, but it's May 30th.
May 30th.
Definitely it's a 360 celebrity showcase. And that showcase will feature – the reason why I call it, first of all, the 360 Celebrity Showcase, like Don was talking about, it's not just a showcase because, like, people, the A&R industry has left the market. Now what we're going to do is we're going to bring the A&Rs to the showcase. And we're bringing producers, managers, and we're doing we're talking to the models, the actors, as well as the singers and the rappers. And, you know, they will have the showcase as well as the instructional part, as well as being able to audition in front of casting agencies to help them prepare to succeed and help them perfect their craft. And that's what we're all about. And I think that's God's calling as far as teaching them a positive message, as well as I was talking to a lady by the name of Dr. Rosie today, a big shout out to her, who was giving me insight as far as publishing books and publishing scripts. She also will be there.
Wow.
She has she has the Black Writers on Tour, you know, so she definitely wants to come.
You need to tell me more about
help,
that. The Black Writers
to help
on
out
tour,
the youth.
I heard
yeah,
about that.
Yeah, and I'm a writer myself, so, you know, she's definitely been a true inspiration to me. She has that in Los Angeles here, and she takes it around the United States. And she collaborated with me as far as, and I mentioned to her that I have a lot of youth that I want to inspire to write and improve literacy. So we're partnering up, and I'm blessed with Estella as well. She said she wants to, you know, take her her franchise and bring it out here as well to help, you know, the inner city youth. And I think that's because exposure is the key. You know,
it
exposure.
It
not
is.
Just people
it
can
so
talk
much.
About all the, you know, the curriculum and stuff. But if you don't learn to take that kid out that environment, they really cannot prosper. And that's what I was very fortunate because of sports. I ended up living in Europe for 7 years and have lived in 15 different countries, but as well as Israel and Mexico. But it taught me how to deal with other people and appreciation for culture, history, and not just and think outside the box. You know, that's what really enlightened
that's
my
what
world.
It's all about. And that's one of the things I love, thinking outside the box. We got a caller from ATL on the line. Thinking out the box.
Atlanta.
Yes. None other. I'm going to let him announce. ATL with the Twisted Turkey out there. I want to hear what he got to say about this. Have you heard of Twisted Turkey, Jay?
That sounds pretty good, though.
Okay.